Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready to start living your best life today? Hey, y'all, I'm Mallory, and welcome to the Living Fully podcast. I'm a wife, mom, and entrepreneur here to encourage you toward a life of joy and fulfillment. My heart of big dreams took me a long way from growing up on a farm in Kentucky, from Miss America and The Amazing Race, all the way to writing a best-selling book and creating two multi-million dollar merchandise lines. Through this crazy journey, I've had a lot of highs and some lows, but I found my true self along the way. So now my hope is to motivate you to find your own version of living fully. Here, we believe you have a choice in your legacy. So let's start living it out today. I'm Mallory, and this is the Living Fully podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. Boy, do I have a treat for you today. Some might call this next guest the pool boy. Some might call him a scientist on Instagram. Some may call him wildly inappropriate, just in his general way of existing on the earth. But I, for the past 7 years, have called him my husband. So today, I would like to welcome Kyle onto the podcast.
I'm very happy to be here.
We're really happy to have you.
Awesome studio.
I like it how you went really formal with the first line, too. I can tell you're all business about this, which I appreciate because I don't usually see that side of you. So I'm really glad that you've shown up today here for the podcast.
I'm trying to be on my best behavior for your podcast.
Well, I'm really excited about this too because people in Instagram DMs or in comments or just like on the streets or in the Whole Foods are always like asking random questions. I think that if you're a family or a couple that show up in any sort of like, you know, public light, people want to know all the behind the scenes. Like, you know, what gets on your nerves about each other, or what do you love the most about each other, or how did you know you were the one? All of those questions. So what we did was we pulled Instagram and we compiled a list of like thousands and thousands of questions. A lot of them were the same. And we put them together, and that's what we're going to do today. Kyle is a bit of a wild card, so everybody buckle up.
Let's roll. Okay. I've not seen the questions.
So question number one is, if you had to order coffee for the other person, do you know what their order is? If so, what is it?
Easy. Okay.
Well, let's just maybe talk about, just for one brief moment, about Kyle's caffeine intake on a day-to-day basis, because I feel like if there was an IV version of coffee or caffeine, Kyle would like to take it intravenously, or however you say that word. He drinks probably like 6 caffeinated drinks a day.
Now, that's a
little. Celsius. Now he's on the Gatorade kick. This is an Americano.
I drink about 400 milligrams of caffeine a day.
Before noon?
No, I don't. I try not to drink caffeine afternoon. Usually in the morning before I work out. And if I need a little pick-me-up around 3, I'll have a little something. I don't care.
He drinks so much caffeine. So I don't know, because there's honestly a bevy of options that I could choose from for this answer, because
but what's my
he does
coffee
not
order?
Discriminate.
You know my coffee order.
An Americano or just straight espresso. Straight espresso would be your number one coffee order. Yeah. It's the Italian in you.
It is. Yours is sugar-free vanilla latte. Light okay. On the pumps of vanilla.
Great job. He even knew this.
You used to be in the oat milk and the almond milk, but now I think you've kind of joined the healthier option of regular milk. Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's a big debate. So we're not going to open that can of worms, but Kyle is extremely pro dairy and milk, given if you don't have lactose intolerance. Don't even go down the thing of lactose intolerance.
If you can drink unpasteurized milk, if you have a lactose intolerance, that helps with that.
Kyle is a doctor. Okay, so how did you know the other was the one? How did you know each other was the one? Like, was there a moment? Was it gradual? Were you nervous buying a ring or asking my dad to marry me? That's a great. Those are great.
Okay.
Questions.
Those are good questions. So the first one, if there was a moment, I don't really think there was a moment, you know, like one single moment. You're together for a period of time and you just kind of know and you decide, this is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with when we can do this. I just don't think there's one moment. And no, I wasn't nervous asking Mal's dad. I've said this before. I was technically, legally on bail. And I don't think this can come back to haunt me. I think a little time has passed. But and I couldn't officially cross state lines, but I did and ventured into Kentucky and asked Mal's dad. So I was out on bail for a few little incidents.
He was out on bail for too many seatbelt violations and then missing a court date. Let's just clarify that. And I know that to be a fact because whenever I went to bail you out of jail at the bail bonds place, I had them pull his record in Tennessee, Florida, Mississippi. Like I did a few states around us and he had no incidents. So I was like, okay, fine.
You didn't pull it in Mississippi.
I'll bail it out. I'm pretty sure I did.
No. She didn't pull in the state of Mississippi.
Okay, so he was out on bail, and then my dad was leaving to climb Everest for the first time or something, climb some mountain. And so there was
this
a small window
This is not something I'm proud
of,
by the way. This is just kind of the reality of what was. So,
It could be a lot worse. I could have been bailing you out of jail for something majorly worse than seatbelt violations and a missed court date. So we may not be
I've
here.
I've broken worse laws than that.
Okay, so... When did I know? Let's see. So, you know, Kyle and I's journey in our relationship together, we have experienced a lot of life and like gone through a lot of life in different like phases as different versions of ourselves. And when Kyle and I first got together, if you know my story, I was in active addiction. Like I was really not myself in a lot of ways. And we had a lot of like breaking up and getting back together and breaking up and getting back together. Like we would continue to be drawn back together though. But I will say for me, the moment or like the point in time where I knew that you were the one would be post all of that. Like after I got back to Nashville post-treatment and we got back together, I was... you know, the whole new version of myself, kind of back to the original version of myself, even I feel like. And it was just like two people, like dating two totally different people, and we still loved each other just as much. And I think that that's a part of our journey that's really special, that we saw each other at the very worst. And then we saw each other at the very best. So we've had, you know, such a rich relationship because, you know, everybody wants to talk about the highs, but we experienced the major lows together.
We were wild.
And I think that that's when I knew, I would say. Yeah.
Okay. I'd kiss you if we weren't so far apart.
You could do a high five or something. Okay. The best part of marriage or the best marriage advice?
I'm hesitant to give marriage advice. I don't, you know, we're still early in the stages.
I was telling her about the 7-year itch. I was like, yeah, there's something called the 7-year itch where like people start getting squirrely in their marriages. And he was like, do you have the itch? I was like, no.
I've never really heard of that. So that was news to me, but whatever to those that are out there itching. Good luck. I don't know. I feel like when you get into marriage, and I don't know where I've heard this, but somebody said you make it a choice to love that person every day. And it's just the choice you make, because there's going to be ups and downs, and the person's going to be mad or upset or happy. And it's just, I feel like a choice that I make every day and just go on. Like, marriage and life isn't a Disney movie, you know? And we're lucky to have a great marriage, and I'm thankful for that. So just kind of wake up and
making the choice every day. I think that's really great. I would say a great piece of, like, when you're choosing the person that you want to marry advice is to really make sure that you're on the same page with values, like specifically like family, faith, just fundamental things, because I feel like a lot of people look past those things. And Kyle and I are very fundamentally the same. We had the same thoughts around family, the same thoughts around faith, the same thoughts about the types of lives that we wanted to live. And I think that, I mean, it's real easy to fall into a love affair with somebody and just be all, you know, all in, and you have the butterflies and like you're young and you just really love that person. But I mean, 85% of that relationship is going to be what happens after marriage. And it is really made up of those foundational, hopefully similarities, but a lot of time differences. And I think it rips people apart. So I think that that is good advice. I think that you just can really get started on the right foot if you can be on the same page about some things. And if you're not on the same page about some things, I think that there are ways to come to a compromise or get closer, or at least, you know that the other person feels totally opposite of you on this big issue. So that would be what's the best? The best part of marriage is just experiencing life with someone that you really like.
Yeah.
And always having someone to talk to, like always having someone there in the morning and at night, like you're experiencing the day to day and everything of life together. But also, like, it's, I don't know how to describe that, but it's just one of my favorite parts of marriage.
Yeah. And I love our children, but I also love when Mal and I take trips, just us, where we're not mom and dad. It's just her and I, and those, I feel like I am hanging out with my friend. I know that's such a cliche. Marry your best friend. Everybody says that, but you do want to genuinely enjoy hanging out with the person that you marry.
Yes. I think a lot of people forget about that because it that's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because looks are going to fade. You're going to have stuff that come, life stuff that just happens. Like, it just helps to be with the right person.
Mm-hmm. Although I feel like your looks have gotten better in the last 10 plus years.
I've gotten better. Well, I grew a beard, and I thought I had a good looking face until I shaved my beard. And I was like, what happened between high school and now? I'm like, oh God. And my child was crying when they saw me. Mallory was looking at me like some man had walked in the house. So a beard always helps.
That's really funny. We called Kyle his stepdad for like a week because Ford wouldn't let Kyle hold him. He was so scared.
Very traumatic moment.
You do
in the
have
house.
A cute face underneath your beard, but I do
not
prefer
as cute
the beard.
As I thought it was.
Oh gosh, that's funny. Okay, probably the most popular question: what is the decision on baby number four? I think we honestly go back and forth every day. We're at a different percentage. So who knows by the time this podcast airs, but, you know, it's just everything is so good now, but we also do really feel like there is like one maybe missing, but I don't know. What's your answer today?
Well, if you would have asked me Monday when our middle child broke our second frame TV, I would tell you there's no chance we will have a fourth child. And a matter of fact, we may be giving one away. But I do think 15 years from now, when Mal and I are just kind of sitting around, we would always wonder about that fourth child. Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at on it.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You know, there's a lot of things that come into play. So
yeah. All right. So the Kyle segment, a lot of people really specifically wanted Kyle to speak to some of these questions and for me to just
they did. That
shut
is
my
great.
Trap. So here is the Kyle segment.
All right.
Okay. Kyle, this is from a follower. I need to know Kyle about Kyle's music taste and how did he get it?
Oh, man. I've always enjoyed listening to music and I love every single type of music except Christian music. And I know why
what?
I do not like it.
Yes, you do. You've been blasting the
that one. Okay, spirit. That's one song I enjoy. Don't like anything else.
Oh, you're really going controversial on this podcast.
Well, and let me tell you why. When I parked cars, I owned a valet company, so I'd spend 70 hours a week parking people's cars, and it was a tale as old as time. If somebody came to valet and they were playing Christian music in their car, they were the worst tipper. Always. Didn't matter. Didn't matter what car, what race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, didn't matter. If they had Christian music in the car, you were getting a $1 tip.
Really?
Every single time. So I think
okay,
that just
well,
left
that's a better reason because you really like Jesus and your faith is strong. So
I love
just
Jesus.
Really wondering where the Christianity and the music was
yeah, it's just that's kind of just okay. rubbed me the wrong way. So,
that's
but
a good
I'll enjoy listening to all types of music.
You have been playing some Christian music though in the last 6 months, I will say.
I've been playing that one song.
Okay, Kyle, if you had to compete in a beauty pageant, what would be your talent?
I love magic. I have a lot of magic tricks, and I feel like that would be an interesting talent. I can also juggle. I can spin the plate. My dad always said if I couldn't find a job, I can join the circus.
but we should have had some juggling balls in here. That would have been good to show his juggling
skill. I can juggle more than balls.
Okay.
I can find some things in here to juggle. Maybe people can tune in on the YouTube video to watch me juggle.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay, Kyle, do you ever do Mallory's stretch and folds?
I do not touch Mallory's sourdough. I have no interest in sourdough. I enjoy eating it. I love when our kids ask for it. I think it's special. I love when Mal cooks. I mean, it's great, but I know my limitations and I do not help her with her sourdough, nor do I want to.
Okay. He's anti-lactose intolerant people, Christian music, and sourdough so far on this podcast. So you're really making some friends in this community.
Sorry if I've offended anyone.
Okay. Kyle, will you be strict when Sunday starts dating?
I haven't thought of that, nor do I want to think of that.
Little sunshine.
She's just my little girl, and I'm not that far down the road to think about that. So,
all right. Okay. Who typically says I'm sorry first?
Well, I'm usually a little more wrong than I am right. So, probably me.
I would say Kyle, too. I'm fairly hard-headed in certain instances.
If I know I'm wrong, I will say I'm sorry. But if I am, to say you're sorry, I feel like you have to truly mean it. I'm not one of those person that's going to say I'm sorry over and over. Like if I say it and I don't say it a lot, you know I mean it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the difference in a man and a woman, I feel like, because I feel like women just say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry about everything. I say I'm sorry all the time. And
I haven't even said that to you before.
Great point.
Baby, I love you, but I'm not sorry. So I think to really and truly say you're sorry, you really need to be sorry. And if you're not, don't say it.
So a spinoff of this question would be, how do we resolve conflict? And I don't feel like Kyle and I have so many friends that are like, oh, I haven't spoken to my husband in 2 days because like we're just, you know, we're in a fight right now. And we don't do that. We don't. I don't want like to be around my children and like them to feel the tension for a long time. So I feel like resolving conflict, while it may look different, it's going to depend on like what the conflict's about. I think sooner rather than later, like we always resolve the conflict. And it's usually just about coming together. And the conversation always starts with, hey, I love you and I want to be on the same page because I don't want to fight with you. And it always starts like that. It always comes from a place of love. And we always resolve our conflicts. But it always comes from a place of love. I think when some people try and resolve conflicts, they want to come in and they just want to get that person on their side. And that is not how we resolve conflicts.
Yeah. And I, you know, it coming from a place of love and actually just getting it out in the open. And we've gotten so much better talking through things when we disagree. And sometimes you just disagree with each other and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think it comes from a place of love. Neither of us are going to walk on eggshells in our own homes.
No, it's just, we do not.
It's, and I think too, being a little older helps.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Kyle and I got married older and I think
how old were we when we got married?
I think 31. Which is not like older, but it's definitely older than a lot of the people that were around us. And I think that you're just, a lot of times you're just wiser because you've lived more life.
Yeah. And I'm not concerned about being right. Like I want the situation right.
Yeah.
I want to be right with the person.
Not right about the thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's, I say that and we say that, but that's hard to do.
Yes.
Because it takes just some, you know, you got to swallow some stuff.
Yeah.
And just be like, okay, let's move on. Mm-hmm. Because 98% of the time, whatever you're fighting about, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And it won't matter in 5 years.
Yeah. It does not matter. So I think that kind of looking at that and really asking yourself, is this going to matter a week from now? No. Yeah. Okay. Whatever, buddy.
Yeah, but what does matter is a happy home, and that is something that we make a priority for us and for our children, but also for us. Kyle talks about all the time, he's like, I just feel like I have so much peace in my life. He's like, men want peace. Men don't, he's always like jokes around whenever he sees these women that are like posting on Instagram, they're like, you can't handle me.
Wait.
And Kyle's like, you're right. Like, they don't want to handle you. Like they want peace in their life.
Just speaking from that, like you want to come home to peace. You have a hard day at work. Kids are being bad, whatever. You want a partner. And I think that's why you and I click so well. We want peace.
Yes. Peace. We want peace. Yeah.
Because stuff has been turbulent and we've been through turbulent things. And I feel like as you get older, especially with young children who are as wild as ours and crazy and like just some crazy shit in your life's going to happen, just coming to a place of peace in your home is such a blessing.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do. And that takes work to do. And it takes time to do. It doesn't, we're going to have peace and then it's there. It doesn't happen like that. I don't know where I was rambling with that.
No, that was great. It takes intentionality to get to that point in time, but it's a really powerful place to live from because life is going to hand you a lot of unexpected things and it's going to make your life turbulent. So like if you've got turbulence from the outside and the inside, you're going to be on a rocky ship like for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
so
you're gonna burn
I believe
out.
That valuing peace in a marriage and in a home is something that Kyle and I do. And you know, we look past a lot of things because we choose peace. And it's the total opposite of brushing things under the rug. It's just being like, this is my priority. And we talk about that a lot. And I don't actually hear a lot of people talk about that. But you've brought that to my attention. And I love that about our marriage and home. How do you find balance between marriage and parenting? You know,
man,
I just feel like there are seasons where things are certain ways, and then there are seasons where you can prioritize other things. And in a season of parenting young children, you are parenting young children the majority of the time, and you are married to the other person that's parenting young children. But I mean, it's not like you're going on a 10-day honeymoon cruise like every 6 months. It's just not the season for that.
Yeah. When you have young kids, especially three, it's just, it's hard to find that time. So I feel like we find bits and pieces.
Yes.
And that kind of keeps us going, whether it's we like to have coffee on Thursday mornings, you know, with each other just for an hour. That's fine. And then we go on. You hear all these things online. Make sure you get one date night a week.
We tried that.
We try. It's just not a reality.
A lot of babysitter, like,
and that's okay.
Figuring out.
And not like adding pressure to, like, yeah. when I know we're both busy, kids, work, whatever, we're not going to be like, we got to do our day, because then it just adds to, it's almost like a task. Mm-hmm. So we're just in a season of watching these wild ass kids and all Mal's stuff's really just taking off. So she's super busy, which is awesome. And it's just where we're at now. It's where our feet are.
Yeah. And we also, like, even little getaways really help Kyle and I. And it's kind of hard sometimes to plan a getaway just for a getaway. So, like, whenever In My Sundays was on the billboard in Times Square and we were going to New York to do a podcast at Rockefeller Plaza, like different work things, we've made like a little mini getaway together. And those are so amazing.
No, I have to have those.
Yeah,
I have
to have me and you
maybe once every 6 months, just a few days. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. I need that with my wife. So if I can have one of those every once in a while, I'm good for weeks on end.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you've all heard me talk about this before. If you've followed me for longer than 10 seconds, but the CO2 lift mask that I've been using for years and years is one of my must-have beauty products. It is insanely effective. So let me tell you guys about that today. You can immediately revive the natural radiance of your skin in under an hour with absolutely no downtime. The CO2 lift carboxytherapy treatment improves the skin's elasticity without an invasive procedure, but with an innovative gel-like treatment that's gentle enough to apply everywhere on your face, even around delicate areas like the eyelids. It improves radiance immediately after the application by conditioning skin with intense hydration and boosting moisture retention. This mask is the perfect first step before any big event or as a regular routine to give yourself that extra dose of natural glow and mega, mega moisture. The treatment is good for all skin types and a must-have mask that your skin will thank you for. I have loved this for years and years, and I'm so excited to share this with you guys today, because if you go to co2lift.com, you can get an amazing discount of 10% off the entire site with the code LIVINGFULLY. So that's co2lift.com. The code is LIVINGFULLY, and that will get you 10% off. Trust me, you need this treatment. Okay, favorite date y'all have ever gone on?
You know, I don't really have a favorite date.
Our first date was really a funny date where we got Cheesecake Factory to go and we ate it in the park. It was the most bizarre date because it was just It was sweet, but like, when have we ever done that again in the last 12 years?
Well, I think it was more we were trying to fill each other out.
Oh.
Like, you know, who's this person?
And we needed to be at the park instead of in the Cheesecake Factory.
Well, the park is a little quieter than the Cheesecake Factory. And Mallory did kiss me first.
I did not.
And that was the first night we kissed. And Mallory kissed me first.
No, I did
not. She leaned into that.
I just feel like.
And do not edit this out of this podcast. Honesty. Be honest.
No, it's like sometimes like one person will just like lean a little bit first.
And that's called passion. And she kissed me first. She was overcame with passion. And it's not like you were seduced in the park eating your cheesecake. You just, it took over you, and that's okay. And just embrace that. And that is your truth. That's my truth. And here we are 3 kids later, still eating cheesecake.
Oh, now our children really love Cheesecake Factory.
They love it.
Which is full circle.
Yeah.
That's really funny. We did this one date at Husk in Nashville where it was like pouring snow.
Oh,
that was
that.
A really great date. Yeah. Okay. Favorite ways to make time to connect. Okay. I think we've already answered that one.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite meal to cook or to cook for each other? Kyle, any meal that involves purely 100% meat is Kyle's favorite meal to cook. I'm just going to go ahead and answer that question for Kyle. Was I wrong?
No.
Kyle's idea of dinner is like 2 steaks on a plate. I'm like, do you want a side? Nope.
I'm a simple man, baby.
His side is like a duck fat truffle butter to dip his meats in. Mm.
Now, I eat your sourdough. One of my favorite things I love when Mal cooks. She does all these cool meals, but I've really been loving the sourdough just because our whole family eats it. The kids eat it. I go pick at it. So that's kind of my favorite right now.
One trait from both you and Kyle that you want your kids to have?
I would say one thing I love about Mal, and I feel like all of our kids have this so far, is her excitement and joy of holidays, daily life, just making things special. And I love that about her. And I think our kids feel that around holidays. And that's just something I really, really love and enjoy.
Okay. I would say for our boys, this is two parts. Kyle is so different from so many men that I've ever met in that Kyle ran a big business in Nashville and then he stepped back from his business and his life in the business realm to raise our children in this season and to support his wife whose career was taking off. And I think that that takes a very special type of man. And I think that that is an even stronger version of a man than a lot of men that I've seen in my life. And I think that you will go back to doing something great like after this season. But I think it's so selfless and it's awesome. And it's what's enabled us not to have someone else raising our children. And it's enabled me to continue to grow my business while also like being a parent and knowing that they're with a parent the majority of the rest of the time. I would love for the boys to have that because I think that's an awesome quality.
I appreciate that. And raising kids is very hard. Mm-hmm. It's very, and I think just as a guy's standpoint, we don't have that innate nurturing strain that women have. We're a little shorter on patience. And so learning to do that has been harder, but I think I'd have a lot more trouble with it if I didn't have my business before this.
Yeah.
So knowing that I got out there, did X, Y, and Z, that's helpful to me to be able to be like, okay, now I'm going to do this. And then baby, you go take this as far as you can take it. Know everything's good on the home front. Got it covered. And let's go.
Yeah. But you truly do embrace this season. And I feel like a lot of times the more stay-at-home parent, which I'm also a stay-at-home parent because it's not like I am working traditional hours, but like a stay-at-home parent will resent the other parent because they don't get to be out in the workforce and they don't get to talk to adults all day, you know? And it's very rare that he will say anything to that nature. He's always like, you know, thanks for doing this in this season. And it's just like so sweet and so such a strength of yours. And I mean, sometimes he loses it and he's like, I'm a man. I'm not built for this like women. I'm just like, oh.
Some days are just long. And anybody that's been with kids for a 17-hour day, it's just like, my God. What is happening?
That's where it might help you to listen to Christian music, but you're anti.
That's the last thing I need after watching kids all day. Because I talk to God a lot when I'm watching kids all day.
Oh, that's funny. And then Sunday, oh gosh. I don't know. That's my wish for the boys. I hope that Sunday's really into bright, loud fashion. Like, I am, and like Kyle is too, because I think that that's just a really fun thing to be into. There's a lot of other deeper aspirations I had for her, but since we went deep with the first one, I'll just be a little light on the second one. Okay, so let's just do some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Okay, if you could have dinner with any famous person, who would it be?
Dead or alive?
Give me a dead and an alive.
Jesus Christ would be the dead one, which I guess you can argue he is alive. And I just think I have to go Elon Musk.
That would be a very interesting dinner.
It would.
Yeah. And I would have, this is so boring and so typical, but I would love, Oprah would definitely be like one of my top, alive. Lately I've been like really liking Sarah Blakely, and I feel like she would be a great one too.
Okay.
I would love to have her on the podcast. But yeah, and like a Martha Stewart or like an Ina Garten. I mean, I have a lot of dinners that I want to have. And then dead. Oh gosh. I mean, I would have to go with my grandpa because any one more meal with him would just be. What is Kyle's worst habit or your favorite habit of Kyle's? You want to answer that about me first?
You know, there's a lot of things that you do that I love. I try not to get annoyed by too much, ma'am. And I also don't want to bite the hand that feeds me. So I have to walk a tightrope on this answer. Okay. I've got one.
Okay.
Mallory is not the best at putting things away when she's done.
Yes, I.
Like cans, Stanley cups, a gallon of milk that she'll leave on the counter for 6 hours and then just throw it back in the fridge like nothing happened.
We used to do that at our house in Kentucky, I feel like. We leave the milk out.
You do.
I know. Maybe that's why none of us are lactose intolerant, because like we are able to withstand milk in all forms. Okay. What is a movie we could watch on repeat? I do watch movies on repeat.
Hamilton.
Yeah, we actually watch Hamilton together on repeat. And Kyle listens to the soundtrack of Hamilton in the Y, and then whenever he accidentally turns his phone on and thinks his Bluetooth is connected by his, like, strong friends that he's trying to show off in front of at the YMCA, it's, like, blasting, like, you will never be satisfied.
Yeah, that's, Satisfied is probably my favorite song, and I listen to it a lot.
Yeah,
it's kind of emasculating.
Okay. All right, tell us a fun fact.
My granddad was the last person to hand make shoes for Johnson & Murphy, and he made them by hand at Green Hills Mall a long time ago, and he made shoes for Arnold Palmer, Al Gore, Bill Clinton. I know kind of these names ring a different bell now, but back then, Tommy Lasorda. So it was really, I think that's really cool and really special. Fact. And it's kind of a fun fact.
A reality show you'd love to be on?
Wheel of Fortune.
You used to say Price is Right, I thought.
Price is Right or Wheel of Fortune. A game show. I would never, I don't think we'd ever do a reality, like a reality show.
No. Well, we've had the opportunity like a game to show. Do a reality show, and we said no.
That would be horrible.
Absolutely not at this season. Okay, Kyle, what is your go-to karaoke song? I have never in my life heard you sing a karaoke song.
Play Something Country.
What?
I think that's a great karaoke song.
Can you do like the, woo-hoo?
No, I've let the crowd sing that part. Oh.
Okay.
It's a great, like when that song comes on, if you're at a smoky karaoke bar, everybody get up out of their seat and start shaking. Everybody knows the words. It's got a kind of a good little catchy.
Okay.
So that's my answer.
That really took me by surprise. Can you sing a little bit of it for us?
Nope.
Okay. Okay. And then last but not least, are y'all more alike or different?
We are very alike and aligned on very fundamental things in our life, but we're also very, very different outside of those, I feel like.
I think we probably are more alike than you would think from the outside.
Yeah.
In fact, like we've taken personality tests over like the last 10 or 12 years. And like, what was the most recent one that everybody was taking? The Enneagram, like back whenever the Myers-Briggs one, that doesn't even have that many options, but we always test the exact same, which is very bizarre. I remember talking to that Enneagram specialist and she was like, for you guys to be married to each other at the exact same Enneagram and the exact same wing, you can be like each other's best, like you can be a power couple or you can be each other's like absolute worst nightmare. And I feel like that we've seen so many different versions of our relationship where that is true with the Enneagram, because like we're so much alike in some things that it can bring out the best or the worst. Now it's the best.
We were like a three zing four.
Oh, zing. we're a three wing two, both of us.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this has been really a treat to have you on the podcast, and it's really a treat to have you as my husband and to be able to live together in our house and raise our children together. So
been nice for me as well, Mallory.
All right. So that's it for the podcast. But if you guys want additional content, we are answering more questions that you didn't hear today on the podcast on the YouTube video, which will be on my personal YouTube channel. It's all linked in the show notes. So if you guys just couldn't get enough of this today, there is extra content for you over there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And thanks, Kyle, for being here.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to snap a screenshot on your phone, post it to your Instagram stories, and tag me at Living Fully Co. so I can see your favorite takeaway from this week's episode. See you next week.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.